You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. 3D photography fascinates many people, but few realize that taking 3D photography is much simpler than it sounds today with new technology. Matter and Form is a company that is dedicated to creating cutting-edge and affordable products that makes the world of 3D accessible for everyone, whether one is a pro or a beginner. That means developing tools for creating and managing 3D content that are easy to use and affordable, but also sophisticated enough to deliver professional grade results. Here today with us to speak more about 3D printing and how they have been successful in the marketplace is CEO and founder Drew Cox. Drew, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for letting me on the show.
And the pleasure is certainly ours, and looking forward to hearing from you and more about Matter and Form. So to kick things off, tell us the history of Matter and Form and how it got started.
Sure. So we were two guys, a couple of friends actually at the beginning, and we were really into 3D printing and robotics. And at the time, we were building some little project that we were working on, and we needed a part that was very organic. And so we needed a 3D scanner to reproduce this part. And then we started looking online. Everything was very expensive. They were all $5,000, $50,000, which, of course, was not something that we were going to invest in. And so we thought, well, we could maybe we can make a 3D scanner. So, we kind of put our heads together and came up with a prototype a couple weeks later. People got really interested, and so we put it on a crowdsourcing campaign similar to Kickstarter. It's called Indiegogo, and we did really well. We were the highest funded campaign outside of the U.S. in history at the time. We raised almost $500,000 selling a desktop 3D scanner that pairs really well with your 3D printer, and that's kind of how the company got started. But since then, we've been really focusing on the people that started with us and trying to make devices that let people enter the world of 3D, because it's quite difficult.
Congratulations on your success in rapid form. That's very impressive. Now, tell us about your new product, Bevel, that you are debuting at CES that has really taken off. What is the concept behind Bevel?
So, like I said, creating 3D can be really difficult for a lot of people, especially with the tools that are already out there. They weren't made for everyday people. They're very technical. So we wanted to make a device that was going to let anyone create 3D content in a very simple way, a lot like how cameras were very complicated when they start, and you needed to know a lot about chemistry and a lot about the mechanics of the camera. Now we have a camera on every cell phone, and it's very, very simple, just point and shoot. So with Bevel, we wanted the same sort of experience, but for 3D. So Bevel creates genuine 3D photographs, which you can just, and it's a small little hardware device that clips into your cell phone or tablet, and it turns your camera on your cell phone into a 3D photography device, allowing you to capture anything in 3D.
A technical question, would you need to download an app, or how does the product work and how can one use it, or is it simply for techies?
Yeah, no, it's definitely made for everybody. I mean, it's an app that runs on your phone. It's made to be very simple. It's the experience of using it is a lot like taking a panorama on your phone. You kind of slide the phone sideways in order to make the picture, and we put it very simply, like do you need to be a cinematographer to use something like YouTube? It's kind of the same thing. Like it's a very simple, very easy to use point and click device.
I'm sure that that is some good news for those listening in who are interested. Today, we're joined by Drew Cox, a CEO and founder of Matter Inform, a company that is dedicated to creating cutting-edge and affordable products that makes the world of 3D accessible for everyone, whether one is a pro or a beginner here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter, simply at ePodcast Network. Drew, you've had a lot of success with crowdfunding campaigns, as you mentioned earlier. What are some of the platforms that you've used, and what do you believe contributed to that success?
So, like I said, on our first product, we used Indiegogo, which was only available, the only platform that was available to Canadians at the time. You know, the Kickstarter was for Bevel, so we've used both of those. And, I mean, our experience has been really more about the people that use those. Like, it's been more important about engaging the people that actually use those sites. They're a little bit different on Indiegogo than they are on Kickstarter. You know, there's a lot more altruism on Indiegogo than there is on Kickstarter. Kickstarter is a lot more about the projects that they know are going to do well, and you sort of get approved when you put in your project to try to get there. But what makes a good successful campaign is you know, really just being honest and forward and communicating with everyone. You're not just selling a product in a faceless store. You know, you're creating something that the people that are backing you and giving you money to support that idea want to be involved. And if you embrace that and you use that as an advantage, you know, you'll find that you'll be much more successful.
Good information. Now, whom are your competitors in the marketplace, and how do you see yourself differentiating from the rest of the crowd?
So, I mean, with Bevel, it's difficult to say because it's a device that really hasn't existed before. You know, there are handheld 3D scanners, which are very technical, but you know, the price points for those are, you know, $10,000, $20,000. You know, those are the normal handheld 3D scanners. There are some other devices that have come out, like the Sense in the meantime, but they've been, you know, they're corded. They don't work with your cell phone really. And the quality is, I mean, it's meant to be simple, but the quality is just not really there. I mean, for us, it's about getting something like you expect and making it easy to use. And I think with any other devices, if you're looking for 3D scanning in particular, you know, you're going to be concentrating on those details. And we're focused on trying to give a really good user experience, something that's easy to use and exactly what you expect out of it. But for the more technical people, you know, there'll be features that allow you to spend time and actually use it more like a traditional 3D scanner.
Shifting gears, as an entrepreneur, can you provide advice to those who are looking to introduce a product in the marketplace? Any lessons that you've learned along the way?
so many lessons. I think you just gotta have a good, strong vision about what you want to achieve, and you know, you work towards that. And you know, you play to your advantages of being a small, especially as an entrepreneur. You tend to be small, but that's good. You know, you can be nimble and you can change and you can adapt really easily, and that's something that a larger corporation is just not going to be able to do. So, you know, as long as you've got a good, strong vision, I think that's really the most important thing.
And I couldn't agree more with you there. Is Bevel available now for purchase, and or if not, when will it be available, and where can one go for more information on Matter Inform?
So if you go ahead over to our site, www.matterinform.net, that's where you can find all of our products. Bevel's currently on pre-sale there right now for $79.99, and we're going to be shipping early next year, but we will be at CES in January, so we'll be showing off the product at our booth as well.
Well, Drew, it certainly has been impressive. Really good to catch up with you to find out how things are going and all the success that you've seen so far. It is matterinform.net. Drew, thanks for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Drew Cox, the CEO and founder of Matter Inform, a company that is dedicated to creating cutting-edge and affordable products that makes the world of 3D accessible for everyone, whether one is a pro or a beginner. And once again, the website of reference is matterinform.com. EPNChannel.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.